ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ।
ਨਿਊਜ਼ੀਲੈਂਡ ਨੀਲੇ ਪਾਣੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਟਾਪੂਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਘਿਰਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਇੱਕ ਸ਼ਾਨਦਾਰ ਮੁਲਕ। ਇਸ ਮੁਲਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹਿਲੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਦੋ ਧਿਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਸਿਰਜਿਆ, ਆਬਾਦ ਕੀਤਾ, ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਸਮੇਂ ਦੌਰਾਨ 223 ਦੇ ਕਰੀਬ ਵੱਖ ਵੱਖ ਭਾਈਚਾਰਿਆਂ ਨਸਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਲੋਕ ਇਸ ਮੁਲਕ ਦੀ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਲੋਕਤੰਤਰੀ ਕਦਰਾਂ ਕੀਮਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਿਵਾਜ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ। ਇਸ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਗੇ ਤੋਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀ ਭਾਈਚਾਰਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਯੋਗਦਾਨ ਰਿਹਾ ਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੁਛ ਹਿੱਸਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੱਭਿਆਚਾਰਕ ਬੇਗਾਨਗੀ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਣ ਦੀਆਂ ਖਬਰਾਂ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ, ਉੱਥੇ ਖੁਸ਼ਖਬਰੀ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੌਰੀ ਭਾਈਚਾਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਬੰਧਿਤ ਇੱਕ ਮੁਟਿਆਰ ਕ੍ਰਿਸਟਲ, ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਮੂਲ ਦੇ ਨੌਜਵਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਸਾਥੀ ਚੁਣਿਆ, ਮੌਰੀ ਅਤੇ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੋਵਾਂ ਭਾਸ਼ਾਵਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੱਚੀ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਗੇ ਸਿਖਲਾਈ ਦੇ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ। ਸੋਸ਼ਲ ਮੀਡੀਆ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਹਾਜ਼ਰੀ ਬਹੁਤ ਸ਼ਾਨਦਾਰ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਲੱਗ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ। ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਇੱਕ ਮੁਲਾਕਾਤ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਭਾਸ਼ਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਿਕਾਰਡ ਕੀਤੀ ਗਈ ਹੈ। SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਸਰੋਤਿਆਂ ਲਈ ਪੇਸ਼ੇ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਹੈ ਮੌਰੀ ਮੁਟਿਆਰ ਨਿਊਜ਼ੀਲੈਂਡ ਤੋਂ ਕ੍ਰਿਸਟਲ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸ਼ਾਨਦਾਰ ਗੱਲਾਂ।
ਜਿੰਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਸਤਿ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਕ੍ਰਿਸਟਲ, ਵਾਟ ਇੰਸਪਾਇਰਡ ਯੂ ਟੂ ਬਿਲਡ ਸਟਰੋਂਗਰ ਕਨੈਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਮੌਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀਜ਼ ਇਨ ਆਉਤੇਆਰੋਆ ਨਿਊਜ਼ੀਲੈਂਡ?
ਮਾਈ ਡੌਟਰ, ਸ਼ੀ ਇਜ਼ 2 years old now, and before she was born, I'd say I knew the basics of Punjabi, but once she started talking, I realized that English had become her main way of communicating. And that was like a real turning point for me because it made me realize that we weren't actually being proactive enough in keeping both Māori and Punjabi language and culture alive in our home. I mean, I know firsthand what it's like to reconnect with your own culture and learn your own language as an adult. And it's a journey like I'm incredibly grateful to be on, but it's also one I wish I had started much earlier. I mean, that experience has definitely shaped the kind of parent I want to be now. I want my children to grow up knowing that we did everything that we could do to keep both of their cultures at the forefront of their lives. I want Te Reo Māori and Punjabi to be part of their everyday conversations and not just something that they hear on special occasions or when they go out. And more importantly, though, I want them to feel proud of every part of who they are and to know they never have to choose one culture over the other. They can embrace both.
As New Zealand becomes more diverse, how can Tangata Whenua and migrant communities work together to create stronger and more inclusive communities?
I think it starts with recognizing that we are all responsible for building the kind of communities that we want to live in. And as Tangata Whenua, Māori have a unique role as the indigenous people of Aotearoa. And for migrant communities, I believe there is real value in actually learning about the history of this country, understanding Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and embracing aspects of Māori culture and our language. It does help to create a deeper connection as well to the place that we all call home. And at the same time, I think it's equally important that we remain curious about one another. I mean, diversity isn't just about living alongside different cultures. You actually have to take the time to learn from them, celebrate them, and build genuine relationships. I mean, I've experienced firsthand how much we have in common. And the more time I've spent learning Punjabi culture, the more I found myself drawing parallels with my own Māori culture. And it showed me that while our traditions may look different, many of our values are the same.
In your experience, what are some of the most meaningful similarities between Māori and Punjabi cultures?
The first word that comes to mind is whenuangatanga. Whenuangatanga is the sense of family, relationships and connections with others, regardless of who they are or where they come from. Another word is manaakitanga, where you show generosity, kindness, hospitality, and care for others. Those two values are what I've experienced most in both Māori and Punjabi communities. I mean, I still remember the first time I visited a gurudwara. I was incredibly nervous because I didn't want to accidentally do something disrespectful or wrong. But what actually stood out to me the most was how normal it felt. Nobody questioned my presence or made me feel like I didn't belong. I was simply welcomed into the space alongside everyone else, and I left feeling incredibly grateful. Grateful for what the Sikh communities offer through Seva, selfless service, and Langar, the free community kitchen where everyone, and I mean everyone, is welcome to share a meal together. It reminded me so much of growing up in Māori spaces. Throughout my teenage years, I was fortunate enough to visit many marae through school. And even though I wasn't from those places, the haukainga, or the people of that marae, always welcomed us with open arms. We were cared for, fed, and made to feel like whānau or family.
What message would you like to share with young Māori and Punjabi New Zealanders and people around the world about embracing their own culture while building connections with wider community?
My message would be to never underestimate the value of culture. Learn your language, ask the questions, spend time with your whānau or family, and be proud of where you come from. You are born with your whakapapa and your heritage. No matter where life takes you or the environment you grow up in, that will always be part of who you are, and it's something that no one can ever take away from you. And just as you value and appreciate your own culture, remember that someone else might just feel exactly the same about theirs. Approach other cultures with curiosity, respect, and an open mind.
So, ਇਹ ਸੀ ਸੰਖੇਪ ਮੁਲਾਕਾਤ ਕ੍ਰਿਸਟਲ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਜੋ ਕਿ ਨਿਊਜ਼ੀਲੈਂਡ ਦੀ ਮੂਲ ਨਿਵਾਸੀ ਯਾਨੀ ਕਿ ਮੌਰੀ ਭਾਈਚਾਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੰਮੀ ਪਲੀ ਜਵਾਨ ਹੋਈ ਅਤੇ ਉਸਨੇ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀ ਭਾਈਚਾਰੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਜੀਵਨ ਸਾਥੀ ਨੂੰ ਚੁਣਿਆ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਕਹਾਣੀਆਂ ਅਤੇ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ ਜਾਣਨ ਲਈ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਰਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ।
ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਉੱਤੇ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਨੂੰ ਲਾਈਕ ਕਰੋ, ਸਾਂਝਾ ਕਰੋ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਗਟਾਓ।